Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the one and only star of our program, Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred. How you doing?
Hey, happy post-Super Bowl, brother.
Yeah, we had a big, what a great Super Bowl that was, you know?
That was good, yeah.
I was, actually, you and I both thought Philadelphia was going to win it right up until maybe a week before we started looking and checking it out and thinking, you know, maybe Kansas City Chiefs can do it. So we picked them. We didn't pick enough points, but we picked them.
That's all right.
Yeah.
But here's what it suddenly hit me. After all the looking in the nooks and crannies of why Philadelphia will probably win, I started thinking about a couple of things that's always been the axiom in these games. Who's the best coach? Who's the best quarterback? And who comes up with the best play calling in these types of games? And that clearly favors the Kansas City Chiefs. So
yeah, I'm a big Andy Reid fan. I like the coach on. I mean, Philadelphia had outstanding. There's nothing you can take away from the Eagles.
Yeah, they did a good job.
I like Andy Reid. He's just there extra. Mahomes was there. The players all came together. We're going to analyze a little bit of that game. Have Fred Dreyer's look at it. We do this show every week. It's our big weekend sports extravaganza where you can talk to the one and only Fred Dreyer, for God's sake. Some new stations picking us up this week, 790 KABC, a few others around the country. And we have to tell you that Fred Dreyer is here to give you his behind-the-scenes look. Well, I guess we're out of time, Fred.
Well,
got to go to a break.
Great being with you.
Fred was here. We'll be back next week.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Fred, want to say something nice to your listeners before you know? We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back here and take a look at the Super Bowl. Look ahead to spring training. I got some questions for you, Dreyer. I'm telling you, it's going to be good.
Well, everybody does.
Yeah, I know they do. I've seen people stop you at a stoplight, come over to the, have you roll the window down so they can talk sports.
Right. That's right. In New York, all the trash truck drivers would follow me down Second Avenue.
When you were on the Giants,
yeah.
Is that it? They would?
Yeah. Hey, Dreyer, what are you going to do this week against Philly?
That, of course, great acting like that led to your career in Hunter and Land's End.
Yes,
and so
that's
many other
exactly
games.
What happened. Yeah. Somehow the NBC got the tape of that moment.
We'll be back. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance 7 is your answer. Balance 7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word. word, Fred.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, actually the Fred Dreyer Show, with the one and only star of Hunter, Land's End, on NCIS. The guy's been on everything. And he's just done so many wonderful. And you had a sports career, didn't you, Fred? You played football for a while with the.
I'm sorry, who, me?
The Los Angeles Rams and the New York Giants. And here's one you don't know.
Yep.
Fred Dreyer briefly was on the New England Patriots. It's a good story. We'll get into it one day on the show for you. It's a really good.
We'll wait till next football season.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I didn't know how that worked out.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And here's the thing also. You know, one of our sponsors here is Balance7.com, the website. It gets rid of your acid indigestion. There's a guy on the East Coast, Howie Carr. I guess he's been there for years in the Boston area. I don't think he does sports. He's on in the afternoons. Apparently, he's outselling us, Fred, on Balance7.com, Howie Carr.
Two to one
almost on us this show.
What does that mean? It's like
he's racking up the sales.
Take out the highs and the lows.
Yes.
And see what kind of sales he has.
You always had that average kind of a thing in school. You always liked
What matters in this.
Great on the curve.
That's what matters.
Yeah. So
Howie, what's his name?
Howie Carr.
Yeah.
Big time. He's been around for years. He's a superstar. In Boston, you can do that. You know, Alex Cora, who cheated against the Dodgers, you know, when he was there in Houston and everything, was the genius behind, you know, hitting trash cans. He can still manage there in Boston, and he's still a big cheater. And so, but they get away with stuff in Boston. I don't know.
Well, they're getting away with something with this.
Something's going on there.
I don't know.
Now, let's recap this Super Bowl in case you missed it. No, but you have interesting takes on things. First off, the Kelce boys. I like them. Yeah. I like the mother. I like them. I also like the Hunt family, the
like
owners.
The mother, where did that come from?
No, the mom for the Kelces. She was sitting there with your NFL commissioner and sitting right next to him during the Super Bowl. Did you miss that? She was there, the mom of the Kelce boys.
I can understand, but yeah. What's the point? I don't know what they're doing.
Well, just some of the side tracks there. But here's the thing: the Hunt family. You know, when the AFL started, I don't know if I told you this story, but the AFL, when they started, the guy who owned the Chiefs wanted to become Howard Hunt wanted to get into the NFL, and they said no. And so he started the AFL. For a couple of years, they had their championship game, But one day, Howard Hunt saw that his kids were playing with something called a Super Bowl, and so he started thinking Super Bowl. And so he said, we need to have some name here, like a Super Bowl. And people kind of laughed and snickered and went through with it.
Tell them what Super Bowl is.
It's a big ball.
It's a small little handball.
It is?
Not unlike a handball.
Okay.
And you bounce it, and it has huge rebounding properties.
Okay, kind of like a
Super Bowl. That's
so
what it
bounces it. Everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
So
Hunt,
yes,
decided to name it that.
Well, he was Super just Bowl. Using that as an example. He said you can name it whatever you want, but then the media picked it up. The players started talking about it. So he's the guy that named the Super Bowl the Super Bowl. And, you know, he's since passed on, and he's a great guy. And now his son runs the team, and his lovely wife and daughter, they were interviewed on.
Did you see his family?
Oh, that looked pretty good.
They're a handsome family.
Handsome family, handsome group. Not to take anything away from the owners of the Philadelphia. I'm just, but we're just making a comment. They were great. Anyway, so the Kelce brothers are in there. And here's the deal. They were talking about this. Jason Kelce apparently revealing what he thinks is the play that changed momentum somewhere in that fourth quarter. Would you agree? I mean, let's hear your take
When a quarterback gets the ball knocked out of his hand going back to pass,
yes.
and the opposing guy picks the ball up and returns it for 6 points in the Super Bowl, you got a problem.
Yeah, it is.
And it happened again. The same guy, I guess, was it the same guy that picked up
moment.
The interception?
They're saying it wasn't the frustration of defensive holding penalty. They mentioned
but
it wasn't that. And Jalen Hurts' fumble that impacted the game, they didn't think that was it. They say it was what you're talking about, the 3rd and 3 play on their own 32, the Eagles' 32-yard line.
That's deadly.
At about 10:40 at the fourth quarter after Kansas City had taken their first lead of the game, 28-27, and linebacker Willie Gay had a free blitz on Hurts, forcing him to escape the pocket, and eventually he threw an errant pass on the run, bringing up fourth down, resulting in a punt. And on the ensuing play, the Chiefs, the punt returner, Tony, returned this punt 65 yards to the 5-yard line.
That was some play for that kid.
It was a great play, huh?
It was a great play. That was a decider, and that was after the fumble and the return for a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, as far as I was concerned, they got way too far upfield on this this interference on the goal line down there. The guy clearly interfered with him, grabbed his jersey right off the line of scrimmage, held on to him and turned him around. And the one thing you say to something like that is, don't hold.
Yeah.
Especially. I used to say it all the time just to remind people in the huddle. Hey, don't hold. You know, because they're looking for it. You know, I told you my theory of all the years I played was from the 20-yard line in on both sides, that's when they look for penalties.
Yeah, they do.
They do look for penalties. I know that. So, you know, you can't be lazy, and that's one of the things I think has been eroded away is the integrity of the on field play, and this is an example here, you know, Sunday of people losing their concentration. Not thinking clearly. I honestly watch the way all these football players play. This goes not just for the Super Bowl, but all through the season, 17 games.
Yeah.
And playoff games and a Super Bowl. But they're not conscientious. They're not disciplined and conscientious within their game preparation. You know, it's as if when you watch them play, it's as if they forgot how to play the game, or if they ever knew how to play the game.
Well, they don't. You and I have talked about this when it comes to, you know, preseason games. They've cut those back, and they've cut back the training camp. There's nobody shows up and go through the drills.
It's clearly the case. They're inappropriately prepared. They're just great athletes. And what you get out of them on game day is what you get out of them. All I know is that's one of the reasons, you know, you got to go with Andy Reid's group.
Yeah.
And that paid off for him big time on Sunday.
Yeah, Chiefs were both teams great. Again, the team with a little bit more won that game. And you and I handicapped games from the beginning of the season, and it took four or five games to kind of get the feel of what team was going where, because as you said, with less spring training games or less preseason games, there just isn't time. They're actually getting in shape the first two, three, four, five games of the season.
Well, the third of the season is trying to, you know, get your feet up underneath you. You know, there was an old saying when I was in high school and in junior college and in college and in professional sports for the 13 years I was there, is that you have an opportunity to come out the first game of the season and establish yourself to yourself with what type of model what kind of game that you want to play. And it's up to you, not the coaches or anybody else, not your teammates. It's up to you. What am I going to start this year off? How am I going to play? I'm going to let this be the pattern of how I prepare
myself.
Set
the bar.
And, yeah. And that's what you have to do. And there's too much inconsistency and laziness, they're not prepared in most instances.
Hey, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. D-R-Y-E-R is Fryer, Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Take a break. Back with more in the Fred Dreyer Sports Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. You can check out our website, freddreyershow.com. I'm Michael Horn. That's the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And during that break, you and I were talking that it was time to take a little getaway maybe to Hawaii. And you have a philosophy on traveling to Hawaii, and I think it's quite interesting.
I'd like to apply it to other states and other countries, and that is to take nothing with you except your toothbrush. And even then, you can leave it behind. Just roll out of bed, put your jeans on, go to the airport, and walk up to the deal, and they say, you have any luggage to check? Hell no, I don't. Just get me on my seat so I can go to sleep. And then get on the airplane, your seat, take a nod, wake up, and you're there.
Then
and
what?
Somebody says, hey, let's go to dinner. Okay, let's stop off so I can get a shirt.
So you buy what you need at
the destination. You just buy what you need. You don't have to take you know how many people get off that place? I can't believe it. They get off the airplane with two huge...
Well, you got to take your computer. You got to take your computer. You got to take some things to stay up.
Oh, Jesus.
No?
No.
So this goes back to the days when you would travel around in that VW van of yours. You just take as little as possible with you. Because in Hawaii, all you need is a bathing suit or whatever or something. So do you get all dressed up in your bathing suit when you get on the plane? Or are you in slacks or whatever when you get on?
No, I buy the bathing suit wherever I go.
I got you. Okay, good.
Or not.
Just wanted to make sure I wasn't sitting next to you in your... In your bathing suit.
You're not getting near me.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Okay, we got a couple of we have our chat room going here because we do this show also on Facebook Live. So let's get over and take a look if we can and see who has got some comments for you, Fred Dreyer. We have James. He says, hello, Fred and Mike from Glendale, Arizona. Fred, congrats to your college football coach, Don Coryell, on making it to the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I saw that, and somebody was saying, well, all those coaches you had, Fred, in college, Don Coryell wasn't in the Hall of Fame. Listen to this lineup of coaches. Now, as I recall, Fred, you where did you go to school? Was it Lawndale High School?
What do you mean?
What's your high school? Where did you play?
Lawndale High School.
Okay, so we got that. And then you went to Long Beach College?
This is going to be brutal.
This is Long Beach College, right?
All the time. Of all.
Oh, no, it was that other one that's at. What is that other college you went to?
Further down the.
Where is it? What is it?
It's in San Diego.
No, I know the 4-year school, but you went to football first, the little 2-year job.
El Camino,
thank you. Then you went to San Diego State, where you are in the Hall of Fame there at San Diego State.
Thank you.
And while at San Diego State. Tell our audience your coaches in college, please.
I've done this a billion times.
But we have some new stations.
I want to see you write it down.
Okay, so it's Don Coryell.
No, don't interrupt.
Okay,
don't try
please.
To do
All right, I'm sorry.
It's Salton. Don Coryell.
Don Coryell. Okay, got it.
John Madden.
And John Madden.
Defensive coach.
Yeah, Ernie Zambezi.
Secondary coach.
Yeah. Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs, offensive line coach.
And the last one that I forget all the time.
Well, it's not the last one.
Okay.
Sid Hall.
Sid Hall, okay.
Sid Hall, he was an NFL coach and scout for a long, long time.
All right. Had the Muppets
so there's
also.
There's one, two, three, there's four, there's five.
Maybe not.
And there you go.
That was it. Those are the five.
Yeah.
So that's an outstanding thing. And Coryell, unfortunately, he's passed away, but I'm glad he's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, finally.
Yeah. So that's nice. I like that.
Yep. He's a good man, and I'm happy for Mindy and Mike, his children.
That's great.
And it's wonderful.
All right. Here's one from Chris. Says, hey, Fred, I just finished seeing the last episode of Land's End. That's playing on Tubi. If you've got like a Roku or whatever, and it's everybody should know that was your syndicated show, one of the first syndicated live action shows.
First run syndicated.
Did it with Disney, and they did one season of Land's End, And it says, in the opening scene, you're dancing. Looks like you are a pretty good dancer. You were dancing what I think they call the Lindy. So
what?
The Lindy.
No.
What was what was the dance that he's talking about?
Well, I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know, but if you can send a picture of it or get a little video footage, we'd like to post it up at freddryershow.com.
You mean the Macarena?
All of our listeners, look at that. You got some good listeners here. Let's take a look here. Katrina says, hey, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn, how y'all doing today? We're doing great. Glad to have you folks getting in there. Again, you can email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. Nikki says, hello from Nebraska. Kristen saying hello from Connecticut. Hi, Lee is listening in Cleveland. Rachel says, hello, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn. I'm here listening to you both on CRN Digital Talk Radio from Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And we got Chris Coates. Says, hey, here you go. Your old sidekick here in Hunter, Stephanie Kramer, will be attending the next Hollywood show in Burbank on June 30th or July 1st. Rumor has it you have been invited as well.
I have been invited.
Oh, now last week you hadn't. So now tell our audience about this.
I've been invited to the card show this June here in L.A., Burbank.
Right.
It's at the...
Beverly Garland, isn't it?
Well, no, they don't have that anymore.
Oh.
It's just the Burbank Hotel.
We'll get details.
Right across from the Burbank Airport.
It's in
Burbank.
Oh, okay. That's at that Marriott there.
In Burbank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's June 30th through July 1st.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stephanie Kramer's been invited. You've been invited.
That's all that's necessary.
Possibility maybe... Moi should be there as well.
You?
Yeah, to help out maybe.
What would you do?
I would be there for support for you in case we want to do a sports show from there.
Would you be out on the curb with the bullhorn?
Whatever you need.
I think I may go that route.
Yeah. I used to say some
to
good
drum
things
up
for the Sage. I was the voice of the Sage when he was in radio.
You really were.
Yeah, it's true. All right, let's get back into some football items here. You can give us comments, by the way, on our chat room there at Facebook Live. So Aaron Rodgers, now there's a big controversy in football.
Boy, there's a mess.
He's hinting,
Coming right out. He's coming right out.
I think he still wants to be with the Green Bay Packers. He says, 18 years, man, that's always going to be home. He was referring to Green Bay. He made it clear that he won't have a decision about his playing future until he reemerges from the darkness. The darkness being, I guess, Monday, he was talking about going dark.
What's the darkness?
Was going on like a retreat or whatever he was talking about. He was going to go on a retreat on Monday, and then
a retreat?
This last Tuesday he was on that podcast, the Pat McAfee
what's he
show.
What's he going to do down there?
And he said that some teams might pursue him. He doesn't know. So far the Jets have made it known they want him. The Jets usually go after everybody.
Of course.
Now, you played in New York.
Of course, the Jets.
They had Joe Namath back there. Now it seems like they go after every candidate that's available for quarterback.
Including Joe Namath.
Still?
Get Joe.
Every year they pursue.
Send him a fax.
Yeah.
Wake him up.
I saw Joe. He was entering some kind of reward show or something, and he's still hanging in there, man. He does those commercials for Medicare. He's good.
He's good.
So I like him. Can we get him on this show sometime? That'd be a
Probably
kick.
Not.
No?
Well, yeah, you got to get him off the golf course.
Yeah, so you played with him, didn't they? Bring him to the Rams one year.
Yep, it's 1977.
What was that all about? What happened?
The Jets let him go. Nobody claimed him. Carol Rosenblum went behind Chuck Knox's back and hired him.
Yeah,
because he was mad at Chuck.
He really.
And they wanted him. Look, it was great. Joe was in New York, and then he ended up in L.A. and spent the year there, and it was fun. We had fun.
And so he still had it? He still brought it as a quarterback? He had a little something left there when he was there with him?
Well, no.
But don't pause like that. I mean,
he didn't.
He didn't. That was it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. All right. That's interesting there. This guy from the Chiefs, Eric Bieniemy, he's the offensive coordinator, and they're saying he's not going to be a head coach, but he might go to another team. So they thought he might be going head coaching somewhere, but he's maybe going to go to another team
as
the offensive.
Short.
Does that have anything to do with whether you're
you're on the sideline. The owner wants to be able to ask somebody, who's that short guy? Well, that's your head coach.
Apparently, the Washington Commanders are going to interview him. They got an opening for offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Ravens might have a position. After winning, here's the deal. Why do they break everything up? After you win something, and he's on the Chiefs now, the Super Bowl champions, don't you want to stay there and revel in it for a while and
don't
see if you can keep it going?
Get about five rings
yes.
and make some money. And
I would.
And not worry about getting fired.
Yeah.
Now he has to say, he's taken all of his equity as a coach and cashed it in, and now he's going to make a mistake being a head coach where he can get fired.
Yeah, well, they say he may not be a coach. Who knows? It might change by the time, a week goes by here. But it's going to be interesting. Now, you played in the Super Bowl. You were in Super Bowl 14, was it?
Yes.
And you played against, who was that team that used to be in that? The Pittsburgh Penguins, was it? No, the Steelers. You hit that steel curtain.
Pittsburgh outfit.
You guys were favored to win. And
No, we were not.
Well, no, that's right. You had points.
We were 13.
Yeah, okay. But what
12
was,
and a half point underdogs.
What was the moment in that Super Bowl 14 that turned the tide against the Rams and went to?
Well, the two passes that went over our 5'1" cornerbacks, Pat Thomas and Bud Perry.
Yeah.
Great players, but they're just a little short.
Right.
And they felt as though that they could have knocked those balls down if they had a little quarter inch taller.
That's still a good game.
But they were covered. These guys were good. These guys are good defensive backs. It's just they threw two beautiful balls, and it went right into the old breadbasket, and there it was.
Was it known as the Super Bowl when you played all those years back, or was it just like the rock slide?
Well, I played in 14. I played in Super Bowl 14.
Yeah. So that's good.
The 13 before me was probably a hint.
Hang in. We'll be right back. Fred Dreyer Show.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and with nationwide 5G. Plus, get a Samsung A13 5G for only $99.99, down from $149. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, guy we call Sultan. Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
The real.
And
not the fake.
And email him, Fred Dreyer at CRN, as in Championship Radio Network. Championship Radio Network. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Fred Dreyer Show with Mike Horn.
Well, Fred Dreyer Show with Mike Horn. Thank you very much.
That's
okay.
It.
All right. Now, we got another story here. This Jaguars, Calvin Ridley, apparently he's been out of the game for a while. He was like the number one receiver on the Falcons, and he left the Falcons, and he played as a wide receiver and got suspended because he was betting on games, NFL games.
God
for
bless
you.
Him.
So I thought that was a no-no. What's the deal?
Well, it is. They'll tell you. Here it is right here. It's the responsibility of every player, coach, owner, game official, and everyone else employed in the league. Your actions put the integrity of the game at risk, threatening to the reputations of your fellow players throughout the NFL. This league has been set up by gamblers.
Yeah.
And here it is. They've got teams in Las Vegas. When I was playing for the Giants in 69, the league used to send around, cops and league officials warning the players, don't get caught gambling. You know, if anybody comes up to you on the street someplace or in a restaurant, then you've got to make sure that you report them because they could be asking you for vital information such as the injury list. They might ask, hey, how's Joe doing? Is his legs okay for the game? So they put up this facade that the one thing that really, really we had to all work together was making sure that gambling was not going to take precedent in the league.
Yeah.
The players were not going to gamble, which is total BS, and that's all they set the league up for.
Go talk to Pete Rose about it, right?
Well, talk to all of the owners. I'll guarantee you, owners are laying large on Super Bowl Sunday. There's people, officials
putting the money down. You're right.
The whole thing is let's create a business model that cranks out nothing but profits for us, and we own the machinery, so we're going to do it.
Well, Calvin Ridley apparently said he was trying to get away to get a little mental clarity and some mental wellness and left the game, but apparently he was betting on these games here, and he took to Twitter and admitted to betting on games, saying he didn't have a gambling problem. So,
well, they don't care if he has a gambling problem. They just don't want him gambling.
Apparently they knew about it, the Falcons, where he was doing so well, and they traded him to Jacksonville. I don't know. There you have it. That's pretty interesting there. Speaking of that, all these trades in the NBA, it looks like the Lakers, I know you like to follow them, they're plus 3,500. You can bet $10 to win 360 total on the Lakers.
I got to get to the window.
Got to get there right away. See what's going on. Let's see what else we got. Let's get into some baseball news if we can. Just some new rules coming up. Spring training.
Boy.
Pitchers and catchers
are
already reported. Position players already there. The first broadcast, I think it's going to be the Washington Nationals and the St. Louis Cardinals on the 25th already. Going to be the first broadcast. They've got a pitch timer.
This is preseason.
I'm talking preseason, yeah. This is the pitch timer. They say, and I'm going to read you the rule now, the length of games will still be determined by innings, not minutes. Thank goodness. Surprised they haven't changed that. But to create a crisper pace, there'll be a 30-second timer between batters and then a shorter time limit between pitchers. So you got to get up there in 30 seconds if you're a batter. And then pitchers are really required to begin their motion 15 seconds after they receive the ball. You can see a guy, hey, why did you throw that to me 10 seconds ago? So
that's a slow pitch.
That's a slow pitch. That was it, yeah. So they're going to have 15 seconds after they receive the ball and with the bases empty, or 20 seconds after receiving the ball with runners on base.
You can tell right away. They're bound and determined to get it right.
They're going to have arguments that will last longer than the 5 seconds.
That would be unbelievable.
And if they don't, they'll be charged with an automatic ball.
Oh, beautiful.
So if you want to pitch, if you want the guy to get on base, just hold the ball for a while. Now, pitchers are going to be limited. Here's another great one.
Oh, good.
I thought they were going to take some of this stuff away. They've added it now. Pitchers are going to be limited to 2 disengagements from the mound, like a pickoff attempt or a step off, per plate appearance with a runner on first. The disengagements reset the clock. So you only get a chance to pick off the guy. If you step off a couple of times, that guy's going to take off on the next pitch.
Of course.
This is the stupidest rule I've seen in my life.
Yes, it is.
Fred, what's going on here?
Well,
batters.
What's going on in government? This is government sports. This is government baseball, football.
Batters, meanwhile, have to be in the batter's box and alert to the pitcher by the 8-second mark on the clock, or else be charged with an automatic strike.
Of course. Only makes sense.
Now, the shift, they've kind of brought that back to semblance, but maybe not. They've got the defensive team, according to shifts now in the field, the defensive team must have a minimum of 4 players on the infield, with at least 2 infielders completely on either side of second base. These restrictions are intended to increase the batting average on balls in play and allow infielders to better showcase their athleticism with great defensive players.
Perfect.
This is why they did it.
I know.
You think this? Somebody just sits there in the rule thing, what can we do this year to really, really screw the game up?
No, they honestly do not care about the sport itself. Here's my question.
Yes.
With all the gerrymandering and all the rule changes and all the idiocy, that's what this is.
Right.
All of the stupidity that you can muster. What do you think somebody would come up and say, tell us how all this affects the Hall of Fame numbers?
Yeah, because it's going to change them.
It's going to change everything that you get elected to the Hall
of
Fame for.
Absolutely
From batting average to pitching attempts to walks to strikes, everything.
Here's another one for you. Apparently, they've enlarged the bases for you. They got bigger bases.
In case you miss second base going around.
They're
going
to use pizza boxes. No. First, second, and third have been extended from 15 inches on each side to 18 inches on each side.
And the reason is?
Home plate remains unchanged. And the primary reason why the bases are bigger is safety, giving the fielders and runners more room to operate without colliding.
Oh, my God.
It is great.
You know, this is amazing. This is just like the government telling you, you got to wear a mask.
It's
just exactly the same.
But the slightly decreased distance between bases could help runners on stolen base attempts and bang-bang plays. So we've got a bang-bang play. There's going to be accidents there. Alex Cora, we talked about him earlier in the show. He says if home plate is the dish, Major League Baseball's new-look bases might be the deep dish. A little humor.
I'm going to tell you something.
Please.
You know, the people, you can sell people sacks of waste.
Yes.
And tell them it's Christmas pie, and they'll gobble it up.
Now, our listener Pamela emailed you, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
You emailed me?
Pamela, who is kind of sends photographs. We're posting these up at FredDreyerShow.com so you can take a look at them. And she's sharing photos from one of the most talked about scenes on your Hunter TV series.
Must be a sexy scene.
In the story, after a mishap in the field where Hunter and McCall almost shot each other, the captain suggests they talk with the staff psychiatrist, Dr. Norman Tate. And during their visit with Dr.
Alan Arbus was the actor.
During their visit with Dr. Tate, they reveal a bombshell that happened 3 years earlier, the one and only time that Hunter and McCall supposedly slept together. Was that indeed the case, the only time in that whole
series? We slept. We had no sex. We just slept together.
So they have a flashback.
I brought my own pillow. I always carry my own pillow in the car.
In the flashback, the characters are not shown in bed, but what was left up to the viewer's imagination. So there's apparently a picture of you and Stephanie in the kitchen area taking the, you know.
I kept trying to make her soup and salad, and she wanted to kiss me.
And so, and then there's a picture of her looking up at you into your eyes and kind of a romantic relationship looking like maybe it could go either direction. Pressure from the fans.
What direction do you think, though?
Well, I don't know.
South?
It could have gone south. And then you grab her face. And a little bit, and you're holding her face gently.
I thought for sure she had a mask on. That's
she's got a kind of a nice look there, and you're holding her face on each cheek. And the network producers, the pressure from the fans and the network, the producers caved, and this episode was written in. Apparently, this is in season 6.
Well, so, you can see right there, I've got both my hands on her tonsils.
It's good. And then apparently there is a gigantic, wonderful, this is an embraceable kiss here. I don't know. We'll post that at what's...
What'd you think of that kiss?
I think it's a beautiful moment.
Is that intimidating?
No, it's a nice bit of acting.
Is that...
We'll put that up there on the screen.
I wasn't acting.
Yeah.
That was a real kiss.
Ann says she just watched an old video of Fred Dreyer. On their talk shows, he's a great at an interview, well-versed, relaxed, and always the gentleman. Wonder if he's aware of how much his fans love Hunter. Well, so let's ask you, are you aware?
That's a very nice thing to say. Thank you.
The DVD series is great. Can't imagine how it must feel that he's touched so many people and made a smile from your fan, Ann.
Beautiful. That's the whole idea, I think.
Yeah. And you're going to be at the big show in Burbank, right? Starting June
30th. The 31st of May through June 1st.
I think it's June 30th through July 1st.
Well, that's probably a better...
it's probably a better deal, isn't it?
That's probably... we should probably let people know that.
Yeah, well, I did mention that before.
Well, we're going to have it,
June 30th through July 1st.
Yeah, as we get closer, we're going to let people know all about it. Maybe they can show up.
Yeah, so what else we got here? Kelly says she won the bet with her hubby. No dishes for a month. Apparently, she bet on the Chiefs. Nikki says, so Fred, you've been invited. Are you going to the Burbank show? I will book some vacation days to fly out. Apparently, people are going to start coming out now. Yeah?
Well, now is the time to get your tickets.
Yeah. Lori says.
And bring your mask, by the way, because
they'll want you to do it.
They'll arrest you if you don't.
Lori says, hi from Iowa. I love that you mentioned your mom's birthday, which you did last week. And my dear mama is still with us, and she turns 81 on Friday. Also, a great job with the Chiefs. So that was good. Let's see. Nikki says, Rachel is saying, please, can you guys get Stephanie Kramer back on the show? We had her on here. Can we get her back, you think, Fred?
Well, I don't know. How did we get her the first time?
Called in. Martina says, happy Valentine's Day, belatedly,
Who's this?
And I. Martina.
Martina.
Yeah.
Ah.
So.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Martina.
Belatedly to everybody out there. All right, we'll take a break, come back with more. Maybe sneak in one more new baseball rule. Spring training is going to be great this year. Are we going to go, you and I, down there, maybe do a broadcast?
Probably not.
Okay. No. That's what I was thinking. Got some good restaurants there and... in Phoenix.
Well, I mean, you know, we got to get down there and take a look at those bases.
Got to take a look. We can have.
I want to see for myself what the hell's going on.
Maybe we can picnic out at second base. It's big enough. We can sit out there. Take a break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Meanwhile, back in the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn. Let's take one more sweep, if we can, of the Facebook Live and see what we got there for you, Fred. We got a couple of other comments down there. Bruce says, more shows. Nikki says, those baseball rules seem a bit crazy. Nick says, always your commentary for these on these photos are great. Rachel says she loves the television show Hunter and Land's End. Chris says, I've already posted Fred's appearance on Hunter Works For Me website. Did you know you have a website there, Hunter Works For Me?
I don't know if I did.
We'll have to put a link to that and start going there. Yeah. We want you to go to Fred's website we're putting together, freddryershow.com. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
You follow Fred.
That'll be worth going to.
On Twitter, Fred, F-R-E-D, underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. And then you can go to facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email them. We'll get your emails, and we read them here on the air. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Like,
yes.
Championship Radio Network Talk, T-A-L-K.com.
Yes.
That's good. Okay, one other thought here from these baseball rules as we get ready for spring training. They're going to bring back, and apparently they're keeping that runner on second base in extra innings. This has become official now. They've made it permanent.
And everybody I talk to love it.
I don't. I think it's stupid.
Not only is
you got to earn that runner.
It wipes out if the game is tied. Which it is. If the game is tied, then that means you've got maybe a base hit to wipe out
all that
what
time.
Would be nine innings of excellent
that's right.
excellent work.
With a cheap move. In all regular season extra inning games, a runner will be placed on second base to begin the 10th inning and in every subsequent extra inning after that until a winner is determined. And that's been made. The league is now making it permanent.
Yeah, that's a mistake. That's going to affect Hall of Fame numbers, folks.
Next week, we'll talk about the rules for using non-pitchers in the game. That's good. That'll be a good one.
Robots.
Yeah. Hi to our new listeners all around the country. Thanks for joining us. Our good friends at 790 KBC, our agent Debbie Payne for putting this whole thing together for us. Thanks to our executive producer, Jeremy Dayton, for getting the show together, and our social media expert, Madison Hernandez. We'll see you next week. See you later, Fred.
See you.